during the stoppage at the end of the quarter, Ellery got patched up, and two more Tigers went over to get blood off their jerseys. Sullivan and Trey Davis both had blood from Ellery on their shirts. Fourth quarter begins. Tigers with a 49-36 lead over Plymouth. Tigers have been up in a couple different junctions of that quarter by 20. Walters at the top, left side for Bowling. Down to the left wing for Wolf. He's guarded closely by Gould, out to the top for Van Dyne. Van Dyne drives right outside the lane, picks up his dribble, flips it back to Bowling. Bowling against Jaeger. That's a guy that's 6 foot against a guy that's 6'8". Wolf will turn and shoot a forced up three and hit it. He's got three-pointers in the second half, and that 20-point lead is down to 10 because Plymouth hit 4 3-pointers in the third quarter and now have one here in the fourth. Gould, spinorama in the lane, leans in, shot it short. Rebound grabbed by Plymouth. Dealt the rebound. Ball knocked away from behind, taken by the Tigers. In transition, Bricker down the lane, pulls up, forced it up, and in, but wave it off. It's an offensive foul. Luke just went too far. He didn't have, if you're going to shoot that, you got to pull up and shoot a 15-footer. It was basically 2-on-3. Bricker took it a step too far. That's his second foul. And Plymouth with a chance to get this game under 10 points a minute into the fourth quarter. Delp across the line, dribbles right, and he threw it out of bounds. He thought Wolf was going to pop out to get the ball. Wolf was starting a curl toward the free throw line. Warsaw gets a break there, and they get the ball back up by 10. Across the line comes Gould. Plymouth in a man-to-man. Right side to Finlinson. Out to Gould. Into the near corner, Bricker. Up the baseline. Floats it over Ellery. Shot it short. Rebound grabbed by Van Dyne. And there goes Plymouth again with a chance to cut into the 10-point deficit. Spinorama by Walters. He put it up and it wouldn't go. And Finlinson's got the rebound for Warsaw. Tigers dodge a major bullet there. Gould. Near corner for Martin. Back out to Finlinson. Back to the near corner for Martin. He'll dribble out to wing and all the way to the volleyball line. Not a Gould, guarded by Wolf. High screen and roll into the corner, Bricker. Bricker with a head fake, dumps it down to Jaeger. He's surrounded, lost the ball. It's tipped by Jaeger, grabbed by Martin. Martin spins into a double team, and a foul is going to be called against the Pilgrims. The foul is on Van Dyne. That's his second. Out of bounds to Warsaw on the baseline. 6:04 to play. Tigers by 10. Warsaw looking to finish with a positive conference record. Right now they're 3-3. Inbounds to Martin, 10 feet out on the near wing. Out top, Finlinson. Makes a head fake, drives partway in, then backs partway out. Then backs down to the baseline. Falls and fires from 10 and rims it, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Wolf for Plymouth. Here comes a third chance for them to cut into the deficit, which is 10. Ellery back out to Delp. At the top, Walters. Down to the left block, pulls up, shoots, short. Finlinson, the rebound for Warsaw. Robbie takes off up the middle of the floor. Right side, Carson Gould runs over Delp and a whistle and a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Trey Delp. That's his third. I wasn't sure that one was going to go that way. It'll be out of bounds, I believe. No. They're going to say that's shooting. Carson Gould to the free throw line to shoot two. Hard to believe that in the 18th game, the fourth quarter of the 18th game of the season, Carson Gould's about to shoot his sixth free throw of the year. Free throw up and in. It's not like he's the backup point guard. He's the point guard, plays about 30 minutes every game. That's his sixth free throw. He made it. Here comes his seventh. And he made that one too. 4 points for Gould. 2 of 2 at the line. 51-39. Tigers by 12. 5:30 to go. Left side to Wolf. Wolf dribbles to the middle, throws it to the left elbow for Ellery. Ellery spins a circle. Jaeger's right there with him. And Martin went for the steal, didn't get it. That leaves Van Dyne open to drive down and score. Van Dyne with his first field goal. He averages 7 a game. He has 3. 51-41, Tigers by 10. 5 minutes left. Left side for Finlinson. Finlinson backs it out to the center. Now drives to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Finds Martin on the weave. Here's the problem. The way Warsaw's played this on offense, it's, oh, Martin drives hard to the basket and scores. 19 for Martin, 28 for the week. 53-41. Tigers again by 12. 4:40 left. It's kind of hard the way Warsaw has played this to figure out what their objective is on offense. Which is not to say that Matt Moore isn't calling plays as Ellery hits a three-pointer. That's his third of the game, which gives him seven for the season. Timeout Plymouth. 4:25 left to go in the fourth. Plymouth has it down to nine, and it's a full timeout. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers break the press. Mark drives in the lane hard. Shot it, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Wolf. Plymouth within nine. They've got the ball at the midpoint of the fourth quarter. People went home early. Coming back. Ellery drives right. Gets in on Jaeger. Makes a fake. Falls. Fires. And scores. He's got 17. It's 53-46, Tigers. 3:50 left. Carson Gould across the line. Trapped on the sideline. Jaeger across to Bricker. Up the left side to the basket. Floats it up. No good. Tipped by Jaeger. No good. Back tapped out by Jaeger to Finlayson. Warsaw will try again. Robbie backs it out on the volleyball line out near the scorer's table. Dribbles to the middle. Now to Bricker. Bricker puts his head down. He's double teamed. Back out to Carson Gould, not a Martin. Martin back to Bricker. Bricker, and a defender fell down, and Bricker lost the ball. Bricker just stands there. Ellery puts it up at the other end. He's fouled by Finlayson. Bricker looking around for a foul. No foul's coming, and frankly, that right down here, I didn't see a foul at all. Finlayson takes a foul to keep Ellery from getting an easy two. And Caden's going to shoot two free throws that can put them within five, and still 3:17 left. Free throw up. Free throw good. Sullivan in for Jaeger. 53-47. Warsaw led by 20 on two different occasions in the third quarter. Now it's six, and it could be five. Ellery shoots again. Missed it. Finlayson's got the rebound for Warsaw. Tigers need a hoop here with 3:10 left. Hand off to Bricker. Out top to Martin. Right side Finlayson looking for cutters. Nobody's open. Finlayson works up the sidelines. Now he'll throw it across to Carson Gould with 2:58 left. Near corner Martin. Out top Finlayson. Finlayson drives left down toward the near baseline. Picks up his dribble out to Bricker. Bricker up the left side of the lane, lost the ball back to Finlayson. He'll fake and shoot from the foul line and hit. Finlayson with 2:42 left to play in the fourth. Makes it 55-47. Warsaw by eight. And we're back after these words on News Now Warsaw. Let's reset the scene for you. 2:42 left to play fourth quarter. Warsaw 55, Plymouth 47. Warsaw with two team fouls, Plymouth with two. The alternating possession points toward the Tigers. Plymouth ball, and they have, I believe I counted, 6 3-pointers here in the second half. Three-pointers aren't necessarily their thing, but they've hit a lot lately. Ellery around the corner, runs into Finlayson, shot it up and in. What body control. He could have plowed over Robbie. He did not. It's 55-49 with 2:25 left to go. Gould backs his way across the line. They show trap. They started to show trap. Sullivan, backdoor pass. Ball tipped away. Martin tried to throw it off a Plymouth player, and he missed. And it's out of bounds to Plymouth. And here come the Pilgrims down by six with 2:13 to go. And the Tigers just have completely once again imploded in the second half with a lead. Van Dyne across the line near side of the center circle. One-on-one with Bricker. Ellery, top of the circle, shoots a long jump shot over Sullivan. He shot an air ball. It's out of bounds to Warsaw with 2:01 to go. That's probably not what Joel Grindel had in mind for that possession. Gould to throw it in. Long pass down the court. Martin makes the over-shoulder catch and takes it in and scores. Martin with 21. He's got 30 for the week. Ellery the other way. Picks up his dribble outside the lane. Out the top, Delp, a firing three is good. Trey Delp's got 3 3-pointers, and it's 55-51. The Tigers' lead is 4, and still 1.5 minutes to go. Gould into the lane, jumps a pass. Finlinson, left corner, 3-pointer, air ball, tipped out of bounds. It belongs to Plymouth with 1:29 left. Now, the scoreboard says 57-52. I think there's some question about that. They're working on it at the scores table. And the 57-52 is correct. Delp, out top. Walters, right of the key, steps back against his man. Now Delp at the top to Van Dyne. 1:10 left. Van Dyne runs into Sullivan. A whistle and a blocking foul called against the Tigers. Tigers can't make a break. They can't catch a break. Sullivan gets the foul. That's his first. Van Dyne at the free throw line, not a good free throw shooter. 1 for 2 in this game, 60% on the season. And the junior gets the ball. His team down by 5. And he shoots it up and in. Unbelievable. The Tigers had a 20-point lead in the third quarter twice. Plymouth got it down to 13. Warsaw pushed it back up to 20. Now it's 4, and it could be 3. Van Dyne shoots and hits them both. The unlikely things are the things that are happening now against the Tigers. And it's 57-54, Warsaw with 1 minute to play in the game. Gould into a trap. Finlinson, far sidelines. They're trying to foul. They do foul. Delp or Wolf? It's Delp. I've got him for 4. And that's what the board has. Here comes Bowling into the game for Plymouth. It's out of bounds. That's Plymouth's third foul of the fourth quarter. 57 seconds to go. Plymouth has to foul one more time. Gould got open. They throw it to Martin instead. Martin surrounded at the sideline, gets it back to Finlinson. They run at him, near side to Gould, out near the timeline. Now he's trapped, lobbing back door. Martin with the catch, and a blocking foul is going to be called late. Oh, a blocking foul is going to be called late against the Pilgrims. Walters gets his 4th, and again, they weren't going to call that, but after the ball rimmed out, then the whistle sounded. Martin at the free throw line, shooting 2. For the game, 1 for 1. For the week, including Tuesday's game against Marion, he's 6 out of 7. Free throw in the air, it's good. 22 for Brant Martin. His career high is 23. He's done that twice this season. He did it here against Homestead back in game 2, the first weekend in December. And he did it at Chesterton last Saturday. Martin shoots again and hits again. 23 for Brant. 3 out of 3 at the line. 59-54. Plymouth with the ball down by 5. 35 seconds left. Walters, a runner in the lane. It's good. Timeout, Plymouth. And Joel Grindle wants a 30. We're going to keep it here with 34 seconds to play. Warsaw, 59-56 leaders over Plymouth. Remember, Plymouth had 15 points at halftime. They have scored 41 points in the second half. 21 in the third and 20 here in the fourth. It's almost like Warsaw got a big lead and took their foot off the gas. I don't know. I can't confirm that. I just know what I've seen. And all of a sudden, guys who could barely dribble and pass all of a sudden look like they're playing for the Lakers and the Celtics. And again, that's not new. We've been watching that a lot here the last 3 weeks. And now Plymouth will press. Everybody at the far end of the court. Gould will throw it in. And he'll bounce it into Martin. He's immediately trapped underneath the basket to Gould. Gould around a double team. Still in the backcourt deep. And he'll throw it ahead to Bricker in the front court. Down court to Finlinson. Finlinson pulls it back out. 23 seconds. Foul called against Plymouth. Foul called against the Pilgrims. And that's the fourth foul against Caden Ellery. It's the fifth foul against Plymouth. Warsaw will clear the lane. Finlinson up there to shoot. 15 out of 17 at the free throw line this season. He is 0 for 2 in this game. And the first free throw is up and in. That's a huge hit for Robbie. 13 points. 36 points in the two games this week. One out of three for Finlinson. He gets one more with 22.8 left. It's up. It's in and out. Plymouth has the rebound and a chance to get to within two or one. Ellery, right side to Wolf, trying to find space. Through a pass that went through the hands of his man, Walters. It's taken away. Stolen by Finlinson and a foul called with 10.3 to go. Wolf's pass was too hot. Walters couldn't handle it. And he chased it down in midcourt, saved it from going out of bounds, but saved it right to the Tigers. Gould at the free throw line here with 10 seconds left. Plymouth still has a timeout. They still have hope. Gould to shoot. He puts it up. He puts it in. Carson, 5 points, 3 out of 3 at the line. 61-56 Tigers. And the 6 foot junior shoots again. And made them both. 62-56. Van Dyne lets the ball roll to midcourt. Takes it across the line. Drives in. Kicks it out. Ellery for a forced up three. Rebound to Bricker for the Tigers. He's going to be fouled with 9 tenths of a second to go. And Warsaw is going to hold on to win. It's never easy, is it? Plymouth will fall to 7-12 and finish 1-6 in the conference. Warsaw will go to 13-5 and be 4-3. Warsaw again clears the lane. Bricker will shoot 2 free throws, and he missed it badly. 18 in the loss on Tuesday. Just 2 points for Luke Bricker. A field goal back in the second quarter is all he's been able to manage. Second one up. That one's good. 9 tenths left. Plymouth throws the ball inbounds. Game over. Tigers 63. Plymouth 56. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw holds on to win 63-56 over Plymouth. Final scoring for the Pilgrims. Preston Wolf, 3 three-pointers in the second half, 9 points. Caleb Bowling with 2. Trey Delp, 3 three-pointers, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. He finished with 9. Trent Van Dyne had 5. And then double figures, Kobe Walters with 11. And Caden Ellery was the leader with 20 points, 13 of those after halftime. For Warsaw, who's now 13-5 on the year, Trey Davis, 5. Luke Bricker, just 3. Drew Sullivan with 2. Biden Berger with 2. Carson Gould with 6. Luke Yeager with 9, and then double figures, Robbie Finlinson with 13, and Brant Martin finished with a game-high 23 points, which ties his career high, and that's the third time that he scored 23 this season. Warsaw led 14-7 after one. They were up 32-15 at halftime, and in the third quarter, Warsaw had a 20-point lead. Plymouth cut into that, got it down to 13. Warsaw pushed it back up to 20, and Plymouth cut into it again, outscoring Warsaw 21-17 in the third to make it 49-36. And then the Pilgrims got entirely too close in the fourth quarter, trimming the lead down to 3, but they ran out of time, and the Tigers make enough free throws to win it at the end, 63-56. We were tied once. That was at 3, and we had one early lead change. Warsaw won the JV game 67-34. Warsaw is 13-4, 6-1 in the conference. Plymouth 12-7, they are 1-6. Parker Justice with a career high 16 JV points. Tristan Wilson 13 points and 4 rebounds. Jaron Coutois with a season high 11 points of his own. Again, the final in the varsity game, 63-56. Warsaw wins it. Final stats are next on News Now Warsaw. Final score here at the Tiger Den tonight, Warsaw 63, Plymouth 56. Tie for the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Final stats for Plymouth, 18 of 43 from the field, that's 42%. 10 of 22 from three-point range. Again, this is a team that shoots 32% from the arc. Tonight, they shoot 46%, and they were 10 of 14 at the free throw line. Warsaw for the game, 21 of 49, 43%. 4 of 14 for three-point range, 17 out of 25 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 34 to 23. The Tigers had 13 offensive rebounds, Plymouth 6. Warsaw with 10 turnovers, Plymouth with 15. Points off the turnovers, Warsaw 17, Plymouth 9. Second chance points, Warsaw 11, Plymouth 5. Points off the bench, Warsaw 20, Plymouth 6. And the points per possession, Warsaw 1.08 and Plymouth 0.98. Matt Moore is here. Well, that was that another fourth quarter, Matt, that was just too exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're really good at about a 27-minute game.
Yeah.
Trying to find 32. We still have time to do that. But, you know, I thought we did a really good job in the first half of kind of making it chaotic a little bit and getting them out of their structure. Obviously, in the second half, we felt like we needed to sit down and guard a little bit. And they made some tough shots. And you got to give them credit. You know, you hit 10 threes. It's a good night. Fortunately for us, you know, Brant was really good. I thought Carson did another good job of just finding, you know, guys to distribute to. And you know, even Luke Bricker didn't hit his shots. I mean, he had some critical passes that led to baskets for us. And, you know, it's a group that I think is still becoming. And that's the thing that, you know, I don't think we've played our best basketball completely. We haven't played a complete game in a while. And I think that's the growth that we're starting to see a little bit in pockets. And if we can find a way to take that group and get them all on the same page for 32 entire minutes, I think we got a chance to maybe keep playing a little bit.
Brant Martin, when he wants to, when he is playing well, he puts his head down, he drives the basket, and when he finishes, that is beautiful to watch.
Yeah. I mean, when he's on balance, I mean, that's the biggest thing we've tried to emphasize with Brant is, you know, he can get to the basket. You think back to the Columbia City game, they take the lead with 45 seconds to go, down one, and we go to Brant, and he makes a great play and finishes, and, you know, from there on out, he's kind of had some confidence. So made that investment last year as a sophomore to put him in those positions a lot, and I think it's been paying off with just his aggressiveness these last three or four games of, you know, just really being, you know, a guy. I talked to him today about this. Like every year, you know, every program's got a guy. And we've got a few of them that on different nights could be the guy. And he, you know, really never probably grew up thinking about that. He always deferred. And it's okay to sit in the front row. It's okay to be, you know, the guy in the front of the poster picture. It's okay to be those things and to want that. And I think Brant's starting to come into that a little bit.
And that's something we can talk more about. And I want to talk more about tomorrow on Tiger Talk. The concept of being the guy going into the season, not knowing who that guy might be, having some ideas, and now we're 18 games into the season and seeing how that's working out. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. Obviously, you have a bigger team than your opponent, but that Plymouth team, man, we knew they would be scrappy. They fought hard on the boards tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job. Joel does a nice job. I mean, it's, you know, I thought Coach Rhodes made a great comment, and you could see the emotion in it that, you know, he thanked their crowd for being the rival, right? And for kind of, we use the saying, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. You need, you know, Ali needed Frazier. Michael, yes. Jackson needed Prince, you know.
Lakers, Celtics.
Duke needs Carolina. Lakers need Celtics, like Warsaw and Plymouth. That was the measuring stick for so many years. And so, it is nice to be able to kind of recognize the group we were able to tonight. Really special. It was neat to just be a fly on the wall. And I told him, I was like, I was five when you guys were were doing this stuff you were doing that we're celebrating tonight. But it's fun because, again, you're part of something special. Both programs. I mean, both programs have had a heritage of just legacy and guys that have come through and have done it the right way. And Coach Grindle, you know, being an alum of theirs, has done a really nice job to make their guys super competitive. And, you know, you wish them nothing but the best the rest of the way.
You've got Westville tomorrow. And part of tomorrow's conversation I want to be about, how did you get hooked up into Westville? Right?
Yeah.
How does that work out? Save that story for tomorrow.
Sure.
Talk about the team. What do you know about Westville?
Well, it's not my scout, so that's a Coach Wayne question. You know, they play in the region. They play some good schools. Portage is a big school. Obviously, they've got some guys back. The Peppers kid, averaging about 16 and 10. They've got some size. And so for them, I think it's a measuring stick to get out of their comfort zone a little bit and go somewhere that they've never been able to play. For us, it's just continuing to – you know, I told him in the locker room just now, like, when you show up, it needs to be less and less about the who is on the other side, and it needs to be about the why. And our why is starting to maybe figure itself out and surface. And if we do that, you know, whatever the draw ends up being in a couple of weeks shouldn't matter. You're going to have to beat who you're going to have to beat anyway, and somebody's going to have to win Sectional 4. So I don't want to get caught up in the who as much, because whether it's Westville, whether it's Concord, whether it's Elkhart, you know, if you take care of your business and you run the race with your guys, and we can live in that, then I think there's success that can follow. If we get worried about, you know, record chasing and you know, who's over there and what do they got, then you're susceptible to losing, and we're trying to avoid that as much as possible.
Okay, we'll see you in the morning.
All right, appreciate it.
Straight
Thank
up you. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock for Matt Moore on Tiger Talk. So we'll talk with him tomorrow for a couple of segments, talk about tonight's game, ask him some of these questions that we held back on until tomorrow, and then we'll talk about the Westville game in the second segment with Matt tomorrow. Again, the final, 63-56. Warsaw beats Plymouth to finish up the conference schedule with a 4-3 mark. Plymouth falls to 1-6. When we come back, we will give you the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Back at the Tiger Den, fans still mulling around, enjoying a Friday. The 84 team buzzed out of here. I think they're going to go hang out together somewhere here in a little bit. So good for them. They had a good time tonight. We enjoyed having them back. Time for the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. There are a couple different ways we can go. Obviously, Finlinson hit a big free throw that took a three-point lead and made it 4 in the game's final minute and a half. That's a big shot. I'm going to go back earlier, though, in the fourth quarter with things really deteriorating for the Tigers. It's a three-point game, and Robbie Finlinson steps up and hits a little 10-footer right in the lane area. That gave him 12 points. That came with 2:42 left to go in the fourth. Took the Tigers from up by 6 to up by 8 in that closing 2.5 minutes. Obviously, it would get down to 3. The Tigers get away with the victory here, 63-56. That's the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We're back to finish up next on News Now Warsaw. All right, so Steve Asena scores. Let's catch you up on this. In the conference, Northridge has beaten Concord 46-43, and that has significant conference implications. Concord could have wrapped the conference up outright. They did not. Northridge 46, Concord 43. Goshen 55, Wawasee 44. What a tailspin for Wawasee after they came in here and played their brains out to beat the Tigers here on the opening weekend of the conference. Wawasee now is 6-13 and 1-5 in the conference. They still have one game to play. Mishawaka beat Northwood 40-32. And, of course, the Tigers here beat Plymouth 63-56. So I think I have caught up on everything. There's still one game to play. Mishawaka and Wawasee still playing Syracuse February 17th. So we're not completely done. But here's what we've got. Concord is 5-2. Mishawaka is 5-1. Northridge is 5-2, which means if Mishawaka beats Wawasee, then we would have Mishawaka as the outright conference champ at 6-1. And Concord and Northridge would finish tied for second. Northwood's 4-3, Warsaw's 4-3, Wawasee's 1-5, Plymouth is 1-6, Goshen finishes 2-5. So think about this. You have five teams that finished above 500 in the conference. That feels like a statistical anomaly, but that's the way it worked out. You have three teams with five wins, and Northwood and Warsaw have four, but Mishawaka at 5-1 still has that game against Wawasee to play, and if they win that, Mishawaka wins the conference outright. It looks like the Tigers are going to finish in a tie for fourth place. So that's about the most that you could expect from there. Valley beat Knox earlier, 63-41. Triton beat LaVille, 59-41. Tomorrow, the Tigers will host Westville here at the Tiger Den. JV at 6:15, airtime 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Jim Spiker's been sitting in on the last couple of broadcasts, listening closely. He's going to join us on the broadcast tomorrow night, so we're looking forward to have him come along and share his insights on this team and the game of basketball. So he's going to help us out, we think, for the rest of the season, in case I don't scare him off. And then Tuesday night, the boys will be at home against Northrop for their final home game of the season. Tomorrow night is also senior night. So that's a lot, but that's what we've got. And tomorrow morning, we'll have Tiger Talk starting at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve back at the station. Thanks to Joel Grindle for all his help on the broadcast. Love that guy. And love the fact that he's back in Plymouth. He's a Plymouth guy. He should be doing Plymouth things, and he is doing Plymouth things with the Plymouth basketball team. And somebody's going to have to deal with them come sectional time. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcome. Warsaw 63, Plymouth 56. Good night.